We know it's terrible to interrupt the flow of your favorite podcast, Capital Hacking, with this pesky commercial, but let me do it anyway. Forgive me. That is right. We have to talk about the best event coming up in April. It's April 19th and 20th. It's Learn and Grow. It's that Accountable Equity Investor Community event, open not only to our current investors, but to anyone who wants to see the power of an accredited investor community. It's going to be hosted at one of the beautiful Accountable Equity Resorts called LBI National. It's near Renault Winery, actually. It's in New Jersey. We'd love for you to register and find out what everyone is talking about and why this type of investing, this type of mastermind community might be right for you. Check it out at accountableequity.com. Choose, learn, and grow. Thank you.
Hi, this is Robert Kiyosaki, and you're listening to Capital Hacking with Josh and Eric. This is the most important thing you can listen to today.
On today's episode of Capital Hacking.
Retirement doesn't mean the same thing to everybody, and certainly for me, it didn't mean stopping doing what I was doing. It just became the realization that I didn't have to work for money. I could work to do things that I thought was fun and that I would enjoy. And so we continue to invest in real estate, find things that would be a great mix to what we already do. We hone some of those investments. How can we make them, say, more passive to allow us more opportunities elsewhere? And she continues to paint and, in fact, will be a featured artist for the next Marine Painters of America convention in 2023. So she's really succeeded in her endeavors, which is great. And I continue to hold down the fort with real estate.
I have a dream.
With great power comes great responsibility.
I can do this all day.
Zip, don't get scared now.
They may take our lives, but they'll never take our freedom.
Cinderella's story out of nowhere.
It's in the home.
That the only thing we have to fear is fear itself.
Welcome back to Capital Hacking. Wow, that was almost rhythmical, Joshua McCallan. Hey guys, it's your buddy Josh. Just wanted to say hello. You're back home with us here on one of your favorite audio masterminds of all time. It is your Capital Hacking tribe. Hey, today, Tim Daniels is one of us. He's been listening to the show since like 4 years now and had loved the show. Wait till you hear how he found the big Capital Hacking podcast. And that's a reminder to all of you and I. If you want to bring your good value to this show, please contact us. There's actually a web form right now on capitalhacking.com. Fill it out. Let us know what you're thinking. If you have something you want to talk about that compels the listeners to understand capital better and how to put it to the service of the good of others, human and financial, please get on capitalhacking.com and give us a little web form fill out. But in the meantime, I want to share with you a nugget from Tim's podcast here coming up. One, it's a real journey. The story is a journey. It's a journey from a really great family, right? A family of four children, a lovely wife, Debbie, who I think the world of, phenomenal artist. Wait till you find out about that. And a journey from, you know, probably barely making ends meet, doing your ministry work, to financial freedom in 6 years. And then another type of freedom they want to do, and that is to serve the good of others through hospitality. Of course, that's close to my heart, but it's the journey from their introduction to hospitality through Airbnb and their desire to get into greater, larger size hospitality and how we have come to try to collaborate. It's a journey that maybe, hopefully this little story will give you guys an idea of what we're looking for out there to invest in and people we're looking to invest with. And teammates we're looking to add to our team. You know, we have that big hospitality company. We have the Viva May Group. We're always looking for leaders who want to join us and develop their personal capital, whether they're investors or operators. Now, I don't say that enough on the show. So you're going to love this episode with Tim Daniels. Please reach out to us on any of the social medias. I call this one a journey from Airbnb to big time hospitality. You're going to love it. Sit back and enjoy. Tim, it is a joy to have you on the big show. By the way, Tim, welcome to the show. Have you been on the big Capital Hacking show yet?
I have not. This is like the greatest honor of my life. there was my marriage and then four kids and then maybe capital hacking. But I don't know. Capital hacking might actually be better than one or two of the kids.
No, can't be. Can't be. They're infinitely dignified people. We can't be better than them. So, Tim, why don't we, for the audience that hasn't met you yet, give us a little quick background on yourself, your family, and what you do for a living.
All right. Well, my history starts all the threads. I see God at work in my life all the way through. I started out as a colonial woodworker in Connecticut with a pretty rough history, including dropping out of high school, et cetera, et cetera. But I had that background, which came into value much later in life. After some phenomenal changes in my life, I, long story short, was the pastor of a church in St. Louis for 10 years, and then here on San Juan Island, Washington for another 10 years, 20 years in ministry, and some family hurdles that really took out some of our steam. We decided we were going to step back, and I asked my wife, okay, well, if we back out of ministry here, where would you like to move? And she said, I don't really want to move anywhere. I love this place. And so I knew, based on my history, that I could swing a hammer and pay the bills. And so we had put our house up for sale. We got an offer. This was like 2010. So nobody's buying houses, but ours gets purchased. We now have a bunch of equity and nowhere to put it, because I'm not going to put it in the stock market in 2010. And I'm not going to put it into a house as everything was plummeting. And so we decided to take the capital, all that equity, and we bought a duplex in cash and fixed it up, got renters in there. And the funny thing, the learning experience, I guess, was that for the next 3 years, our local county told us the house was worth less. And for those same 3 years, my rental rate kept going up. And as Robert Kiyosaki, one of your mentors, says at the beginning, there's good debt and bad debt. And we're looking at this thing thinking, wow, there's something to learn here. So I, at the same time, I was reading Rich Dad, Poor Dad. My wife and I started moving money down the road, basically, buy the next one, cash out, refi, buy the next one, buy the next one. And about 6 years later, she came to me one day and said, you know, you could retire now. She's the one who kind of keeps our numbers. And so I said, wow, that's great, but what would I do? And she said, well, I don't know what you would do, but I'm retiring and I'm going to focus on my painting. And I said, okay, well, away we go. And so since about that time, Debbie and I have no longer been working for money.
So let me make sure I'm keeping track. Is that 2016?
That we started in about 2010. And so, yes, by 2016, I started at age 47. So for those who have never done any real estate investing and think, oh, it's too late, I started at 47. I had acquired enough financial assets by 53 to retire, which retirement doesn't mean the same thing to everybody. And certainly for me, it didn't mean stopping doing what I was doing. It just became the realization that I didn't have to work for money. I could work to do things that I thought was fun and that I would enjoy. And so we continue to invest in real estate, find things that would be a great mix to what we already do. We hone some of those investments. How can we make them, say, more passive to allow us more opportunities elsewhere? And she continues to paint and, in fact, will be a featured artist for the next Marine Painters of America convention in 2023. So she's really succeeded in her endeavors, which is great. And I continue to hold down the fort with real estate.
Yeah. So let me dissect a few things there and just make sure everybody heard how cool that is. So your wife, Debbie, love you, Debbie. Hope you're doing great, is an accomplished artist. I mean, really beautiful work. And was she that prolific when she was young and when you guys were getting married? Or did that all that talent come later when she matured and had the kids? Where did that come from? Did she go to school for all her work?
She did a year at an art school, full ride scholarship based on her portfolio.
Oh, she had it.
Yeah, it was born into her, I guess you'd say.
Good for her.
She tries to tell me anyone could paint or draw if they try, and I've tried. It doesn't work.
She's got the faith. That's good.
Yes. Yeah. And so anyways, it's always been there, but she faithfully raised our kids and always gave herself an hour or two a day to draw, paint something.
Oh, wow.
Just because it was her passion and her love. And once the kids were gone and we had the assets to pay for our liabilities in life, then she decided to do it full time. So it's been great for her. And I try to support her in that as much as I can. I always tell people it's my retirement plan.
It's her art.
Yes, yes.
But this is legit art, everybody. Where can we find it, by the way? What website can we buy her beautiful art?
Well, look her up on DebbieDanielsArt.com.
Yeah, no, it's beautiful. I've been there. I've seen it. So let's jump into a couple things about capital hacking for a minute here with your life. So I think the thing that I want our audience to take away from it is, one, you began at 47, were for all practical purposes free by 43. But there's a couple nuances here. You did purchase direct active investments. You bought buildings. It sounds like you did work on them. You then rented them.
I did.
And you probably managed them for a while, correct? Or do you still manage?
Some of them we do. We do a hodgepodge or a conglomerate of what management looks like. So a bunch of our properties are Airbnbs. And we might communicate with our guests on the platform, but we have people that we pay to do all the turnovers and such. And then I kind of, because it's in my nature to do construction or woodworking, those kinds of things. There are parts of the remodel process that I like, and I don't trust anybody else to do it. And then there's parts that I hire out. So I'll act as a GC or something like that.
Tim, where is home again? It's in what part of Washington? It's on an island, right?
It is San Juan Island, Washington. The town's called Friday Harbor. It's the only incorporated town in the whole county.
Cool. And then you have another home down in Florida, correct?
Correct. Yeah.
Where's that again? What part of Ocala?
Newport Richey.
Newport Richey. All right. So the audience is sitting here going, I love this guy, Tim. You know, I wish I was friends with Tim. Well, guess what? I already am Tim's friend. Okay, folks. So just sit there and hold your horses. But I want to talk to you about how you can become Tim's friend. We're going to talk about that in a minute. We're going to come back after the break. We're going to share with you this incredible journey Tim and myself and Debbie and Melanie are on in the world of capital hacking. We will be right back after a couple words from Melanie.
Hi, this is Melanie McCallum. Josh and I are just so grateful for the many investors who already joined us at Accountable Equity. Accountable Equity is so much more than a capital group. It's really a community of accredited investors that want to learn and grow together. I just want to personally invite you, if you want to find out more about this type of investment and see if it's right for you and your family, please visit us at AccountableEquity.com.
Stay with us. We'll be right back.
Hi, this is Melanie McCallum. Josh and I are just so grateful for the many investors who already joined us at Accountable Equity. Accountable Equity is so much more than a capital group. It's really a community of accredited investors that want to learn and grow together. I just want to personally invite you, if you want to find out more about this type of investment and see if it's right for you and your family, please visit us at AccountableEquity.com. You can fill out the contact form. We'll get right back to you and see if this is a great fit for you and your family. We'd love to meet you. We look forward to learning about you. Please visit us at AccountableEquity.com.
Woo! Thanks, Hal Elrod. We love you. Hey, Melanie, thanks for that incredible info about Accountable Equity. So, Tim, we've got to bring the meat and potatoes to the fans of Capital Hacking, the lovely listeners, of which the first time you and I met, you came over and you're like, hey, I listen to Capital Hacking. I'd like a t-shirt. And ever since then, we've been buddies, right? We're both in Go
That's
Buttons.
Right.
That's how we met.
Yep, yep, yep. I apologize. I'm not wearing the t-shirt now. I'm sure it's in the dirty laundry.
It's a great workout jersey. It's like the best t-shirt you've ever had, folks. I know you want a Capital. It's soft and silky and beautiful and orange and black. What more can you ask for from a t-shirt? Anyway, Tim, so I want to share the backstory. So you and I meet up at GoBundance. Actually, I think you met me because you saw we were buying a resort and you're like, hey, I want to I'd love to do a project with you. And you said, I'm in this world of being, you've been an active investor. And you were talking to me about like, someday I want to get into the world of resorts and I want to bridge my active skill in houses. And you, Josh, bring passive resorts to market. So I remember about a year ago, you and I started talking. You said, what could I do to put some money in, be partially active, partially passive? And that's kind of the journey, right? And that's actually led you and I on some property tours. So why don't I ask you a little bit about that? Why are you now more interested in adding to your portfolio in addition to houses?
Well, I'll tell you, the initial impulse has been our enjoyment of the hospitality space as it's experienced through Airbnb. There are some drawbacks that people don't realize to Airbnb, especially battling whatever municipalities might throw at you along the way. But more importantly, was I discovered that I want to own assets that do not have divided interest. So I had bought 10 condos in a single complex that were allowed to be used as Airbnb. And they were great income producers. But anytime I needed to do improvements, upgrades, I wanted to make the place the gem that I was hoping, I was dealing with 40 other owners who may have had different interests and just wanted to use their properties either for themselves or as passive long-term rental investments, whatever it might be. And so when you say, hey, we need to upgrade this pool or we need to repair the pool, you get some pushback. Hey, we need to bring better equipment to the weight rooms. You get some pushback. We need to pave the parking lot. We need to improve the appearance. We need to get painting. Whatever it was, you're always fighting someone else. And I told my wife, you know what I want to do? I want to build a resort. Now, as you mentioned, I live on an island and there are several resorts here. And I've watched them do not only the purchase, but the value add. And it's brilliant. Some of the stuff they do is just astounding to me. I admire it. I love these. And they're big corporate entities that are jumping in here. But I said, you know, I could do that too. Maybe on a smaller scale, at least to start. But I'm going to start looking for a resort. And that's actually what initially led me to Capital Hacking. I got on Google and I started searching for resort ownership podcasts and so on and so on. And I found this podcast with the coolest name on the planet, Capital Hacking. I mean, how could you come up with a better name? And that got me listening and saying, this guy's genius and he's also enjoyable to listen to. So have I said enough good stuff yet?
Oh my God, what the heck? We got to take care. Put a pin in that one. He's saying he enjoys Capital Hacking, folks, just like you and I. It's a big gift.
Yes, yes, yes. So anyways,
You're saying you Googled resort and somehow I guess we had been doing some shows on it. So then you find us and then we meet through GoBundance in person. Wow. I didn't realize it all happened kind of independent, huh?
Yeah. Yeah. So I had been listening and I heard the Josh McCallan was here at GoBundance. And so, you know, I set my goals on finding you and lo and behold, you were giving out t-shirts. So how could
Isn't
it be
that
better?
Cool? How lucky was that day?
Yeah, I know.
So tell me about that then. So, okay, you actually had that calling in your heart. You said, I have the skill to run things. I love this nuance that you had been buying multiple condo units in a condo complex. Condo complexes sometimes kind of look like resorts, you're saying. They have pools and things. Mm-hmm. So the consumer was coming there to stay Airbnb, but they were dissatisfied with the amenities and you were trying to fix the amenities. And then it actually, not many people do what you do. They say, why don't I just build a resort? All right, so I've interrupted you. Go ahead. This is exciting. I want to.
So I've had this dream, this vision. I'm going to build a resort. And I asked myself, well, what does that look like? Sometimes I'm thinking, okay, here's a boutique hotel for sale. Is that a resort? Well, parts of it, but not entirely. And then I look at, you know, a fish camp. Is a fish camp a resort? Well, according to my wife, it's not the type of resort that I'm looking to build. And so we go one day golfing. We're down in Florida and we always find a new golf course. We found two that we'd never been to before. So we went to this golf course. And as we're checking in, the guy working the pro shop says, you ever been here before? No, never been here before. Well, we have a sister course down the way. It's got more holes, but it's not as well taken care of as this one. So I think you made the better choice. By the way, if you're interested, you could buy these. And he said it tongue in cheek, and he didn't know who he was telling. And so I said, "You're kidding me. How much?" And he said, "I don't know. It's like a little over a million." And so I went out golfing and talked with my wife. There's no way this makes up like 400 acres and 17,000 square feet of clubhouse. And I was going through all the improvements and such. So this guy must have it wrong, but I had gotten a general manager's contact info, contacted him, found out that they're losing 600,000 a year, but it is 400 plus acres, 17,000 square feet of clubhouse, and it's 1.9 million they're asking. And that's when I hit up the GoBundance crowd and I said, "Anybody know anything about turning a golf course around?" And the first person says, "Contact Josh McCallan." And then the rest is history.
Yeah. So we already knew each other briefly, and you call me, and we call each other through Facebook, and I fly down to Florida, Ocala, right? That area, the horse area, right?
Tampa. And then, we headed north. So it's up toward there, but
somewhere near there,
north of Tampa.
So folks, to cut to the chase, Tim and I start going, first of all, this is open to all of you listening right now. If you find deals now, Tim and I do have a passion for golf course resorts. We've done several now myself, and I know Tim would like to get involved, and we'd love to get him involved. So we went and looked at these golf course resorts. It did not work out. Sorry, punchline. As a matter of fact, Tim, you and I were late to the punch. We put an offer package together. We were ready to buy them, and we got something happened at the end. Why don't you tell the audience what happened, why we didn't win the bid?
Yeah, well, we came in, according to the brokers involved, we had the strongest buying group, we had the best offer. What we didn't have was knowledge really of what the resort seller was looking for. The property had been on the market and had gone through a due diligence period only to have the initial offerer back out. And right. The owner just wanted it off their books. So along came another group at the same time you and I brought an offer, and they said, "Well, here's our offer, and we won't do any due diligence." And that was the enticement.
Yeah.
So I suppose if we had known, we could have said, "Hey, we don't need due diligence. We'll make this work." But it went to the more desirable offer, I guess, for them.
Yeah. But for all of you listening, what was interesting about this sequence, and this is so important, this is part of the reason we do Capital Hacking. We do it for a lot of reasons. We want people to realize their own dignity and that we have power. Human power is called capital. And that's why sometimes they call it human capital. And that's one of the main reasons we do the show, is because we are always looking to partner with great people and find good talent for our companies. And of course, investors enjoy finding out what we're doing, and they use the show to find out sometimes. But Tim and I wanted to do this deal together, and there's going to be opportunities you find, family and friends. You guys are out there. You're part of the tribe of Capital Hacking. If you find great deals, call Tim and Josh, okay? And we're going to get to a punchline here in a minute that's going to blow their mind, Tim, about what you and I are doing in the world of podcasting. But before that, so the deal didn't work out, but we kind of learned how the whole industry of buying Florida golf courses started to work. You met brokers, and we're now in the ether somehow. So somehow deals keep coming to you. You were offered something in the Carolinas recently. And I know eventually we'll have a golf course together or a resort of some sort like that. So great job bringing that to us. And thank you. And we tried hard, both of us. Okay. Now, Tim, I'm going to let him in on the secret. You and I are going to do a pilot program here. People have been listening to the Capital Hacking Show for the last month. They know Capital Hacking is going to be growing substantially. And we have signed a deal, an exclusive contract with Tim Daniels. It took 7 years. Now it took seven. I can't even joke anymore. It took hours of tough negotiation to get Tim Daniels on the contract. But we're going to do a contract here. We're going to get together and do a show. What's the name of the show you want to run, Tim, in the Capital Hacking Network?
You do what?
Okay. Tell me what. So the name of the show, folks, is You Do What? Yeah. And you have to say it that way. And the show is focusing on what, Tim?
Well, the whole process of trying to purchase a golf course, which I have not stopped, or a resort in general. And like you said, here's an ask out there. Anybody listening who knows of resorts for sale, contact me. But You Do What is going to focus on leisure and lifestyle investments and activities, I say, for fun and profit. I said early on, Debbie and I no longer work for money, but we work for fun, you know, things we enjoy. And there is a world of people out there who are doing the thing that they love and making money at it. And I talk to people who are renting their boats because they want a boat. And lo and behold, by putting it on the platform that they're on, they were actually making money as well as owning their boat and using it. I've got guys who are coaches for NASCAR, other guys that will help you get the name of your company on the side of the car. I've got people who invest in wine, people who open coffee shops, people who, all of these lifestyle and leisure activities that are normally in the rich dad, poor dad vein considered liabilities, examples of how somebody's turned it into an asset. And in some cases, even how you can invest in the asset.
Yeah, it's a great idea. It'll be fun. It'll be fun. It'll see what the audience takes, how they take it. And our thought, folks, is this is one of those responses. Tim actually was listening to the show a couple weeks ago. Of course, we were already friends, but he listened to the show and he said, he heard us say this, and you could do it now too. If you're listening to this episode, hit www.capitalhacking.com. There's a form there. Do you want to have a stint as a co-host? Do you want to have a stint or bring your show over to our platform? Because we are going to be pouring our heart and soul into building up other people's success, their personal brands and their personal ideas related to the same universe of capital hacking that we're in. And we're going to bring a lot of energy to all of them. So this one feels good because I know some people consider what we do lifestyle investing. And I know a lot of the passive investors that own resorts with us find it to be extremely rewarding to be able to go to their own asset and have a dinner or play golf. So we're in this space. So you do what? I imagine we could be a guest on that show sometime. So anyway, Tim, very excited for you. I know you're going to be working on your podcasting skills, which they're not as easy as they look, are they, Tim?
Oh, no, it's easy to just talk my head off. But when I actually have to engage somebody else and draw them out and ask the questions and know what's interesting and important, it becomes a tougher thing to do. And I admire you and some of the other podcasters that I listen to for how excellent they are in this field.
It's an impressive thing.
Yeah.
I know there's on episode 200, remember Tim, go back and we'll check out episode 200 with Brandon Turner, where he gives me a whole tutorial on how to do it. But I think he said a lot of wisdom in there. You know, he did. He talked about segments of the show, about overdoing the personality energy, because through the mic, it's even though you and I seem like we're talking loud, it won't come through loud. It'll come through right. So anyway, lots of cool stuff. We're going to be learning side by side with you, Capital Hackers. And Tim, I think it'll be exciting. I think the launch will be in the next few months. You're bundling some shows right now as we speak, correct?
Yeah, I spent all yesterday interviewing podcast guests, and we'll go back and polish some of those up and bring them to the listeners.
Yeah, you guys are going to love it. Tim, I want to thank you for this. We'll probably have a whole launch of your show. We'll do all the PR and fun stuff. But right now, I imagine, is there any way you would like people to follow up with you now, or are you going to do that more on the show when you launch it?
Well, the best way to follow up with me really is just through email at timdanielsrealestate@gmail.com. timdanielsrealestate@gmail.com. I would say follow me on Facebook, Instagram, Twitter, but it would be the shortest hike you ever took, because I'm not much of a poster, at least at this point. Well, I'm not even really trying to grow a brand. As you talk about personal brand syndication, it's great for those guys, but it just sounded fun to me. And I thought, why not?
Well, it's going to bring a lot of value to people, because these are cool ways to think about liabilities and assets. And, you know, back to the rich dad philosophy on that, the assets, he actually says he buys cars and fancy things, but he'll buy an asset to pay for the car. So you're saying,
right.
What if part of the asset is the thing you enjoy? If it can work out, we want to hear more. So thank you, Tim, for bringing us the show. We can't wait to talk to you again.
Thanks, Josh. I really appreciate it.
Wow, you made it, everybody. Thank you so much. Eric and I have always said that the people who join us at the end get the pearl and the prize.
Awesome.
Folks, don't forget to like and share and love what we're doing on social media. If you want to hit up Josh, you want to hit me up, those are the best places to find us. We are always camped out and ready to talk and put the fire on.
We stand by on social media. But by the way, I know we're on Capital Hacking at Instagram, Capital Hacking on Facebook, and Capital Hacking on my personal favorite, LinkedIn.
Yes, because you can always find major players on LinkedIn. I know your favorite. These are some power players on LinkedIn always.
Gary Vee, he's my boy.
But Gary Vee also talks about the power of Instagram. So if you also want to find us there, we're doing a lot of really cool, sexy things on Instagram. So always you can reach out and DM us on Instagram if you have any questions or you want our time. We are always camped out and living there as well.
We will get right back to you. And just like we always say, you are now part of the team. This is a team that's here to add value to your life, and thank you for adding so much value to our life. Remember to share this podcast. Helps us grow it bigger and bigger each week, and we appreciate you posting a review on iTunes. You cannot believe how powerful that is.
Absolutely. Like and share this with anyone and everyone that you think it will add value to, and we appreciate all of that love and support. And do not forget, with great power comes great responsibility.